What about KRAS? Obviously, there's a lot of interest in colon cancer. What do we know about KRAS and cetuximab and non-small cell?
So KRAS as an indicator of response to therapy in non-small cell lung cancer is in some ways ahead of the colorectal cancer world, but in also other ways behind the colorectal cancer world. And let me explain that. So we actually identified in 2005 that patients with KRAS mutations were more likely to have primary resistance to erlotinib or gefitinib. So really noting whenever anybody shows you the EGFR schematic of signaling, you see that the epidermal growth factor receptor is up on the surface of the cell and that of all those signaling molecules that are downstream of EGFR, KRAS is one of them. And so we hypothesized that, well, you know, if there's a mutation in KRAS, it ain't going to matter how you modulate the epidermal growth factor receptor, whether you treat it with an antibody, whether you treat it with a small molecule inhibitor, it's not going to affect that tumor's ability to respond to the activated KRAS. And so when we looked initially, we identified no erlotinib or gefitinib responders with KRAS mutations. And of the patients who didn't respond to erlotinib or gefitinib, we found that about 20% of them had KRAS mutations. And so that really marked it for us as a marker of primary resistance. So we've gone on in a number of other studies from our institution and then also from the BR21 data from Canada. People have looked at, as well as a whole host of other groups, have looked at KRAS mutations as a predictor of primary resistance to erlotinib or gefitinib monotherapy. And it's relatively clear that presence of KRAS mutation means that patients aren't going to respond to erlotinib or gefitinib. Where we are behind in the lung cancer world compared to the colorectal cancer world is an understanding whether that holds true for cetuximab therapy. As you've probably reviewed with others, the colorectal cancer world has done a marvelous job of correlating KRAS mutations to absence of response to cetuximab. They've done it both in monotherapy trials as well as in randomized trials where patients are treated with chemotherapy or chemotherapy plus cetuximab, demonstrating that KRAS is not a prognostic factor, at least it's not a prognostic factor for treatment with conventional chemotherapy, but that it does predict absence of response to cetuximab and panitumumab. So hopefully we're going to see similar data on the tumor material available from FLEX so that we can establish that same story in non-small cell lung cancer. I don't think anybody would be surprised to hear that it is the same story.